It's Friday, November 25th. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Lots of sun. Temperatures, they're going to be around 50 degrees this afternoon. High pressure building across the area. Clear skies overnight. Lows 30 to 35. Clouds, they're going to be increasing during the day tomorrow. We'll have highs anywhere from 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, rain develops, lows 35 to 40. Rain will taper off and end Sunday morning. Some afternoon clearing is possible. High Sunday, 40 to 45. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
A boil order is currently in effect in Silvis until further notice. The boil order affects residents on 7th and 8th Streets along 7th Avenue. The order will be lifted once the tests show. Another recount is going to be held for election results from Scott County, but only for one race. It's for the 81st House District in Northwest Davenport. On Election Day, Republican Luana Stoltenberg was the apparent winner by 29 votes over Democrat Craig Cooper. But after last week's three recounts of absentee ballots for the whole county, Cooper is ahead by 6. Auditor Carrie Tompkins says the two candidates must choose a 3-member election board that will hold the recount. Tompkins says Stoltenberg and Cooper have requested a machine count and a hand count of the district, and they could be held as soon as Monday. As for the absentee ballot recounts for Scott County, she says she has 18 days after the county board canvass to report on what happened. So the deadline is December. The turkey and a can of cranberry sauce are iconic this time of year. But here in the Midwest, nothing says Thanksgiving like a casserole. Zachary Oren Smith reports.
Casseroles vary widely, but tend to consist of a starch, a vegetable, and a binder holding it all together. But according to Rare Book curator J. Eric Inslee, they've changed radically over time. He manages cookbooks going back centuries at the University of Iowa Library. The recipes show casseroles' trajectory from cloyingly sweet dishes reserved for banquets to more savory, everyday meals. But he said the rise in popularity came in the mid-20th century with a changing culture of work.
As we move from single-earner households, where men go to their jobs and come back and have a 5-course meal, we move to women entering the workplace. And there is more of a demand for these quick meals where you can throw everything into the pot.
Inslee says casseroles remain popular because they fulfill a need, feeding a household on a budget. I'm Zachary Oren Smith, IPR News.
Thank you for listening. It's WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. Good morning.